Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 17th day of Sivan, Tovshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Yoma, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Previously we learnt about people who were mentioned for praise, for what their contributions, for what they did for the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'elu Lignai, says the Mishnah, these people, the following people, were mentioned not for their praise, but for their disgrace. Shalbeis Garmbo, the house of Garmbo, Loirotzu Lelamed Al Maaseh Lechem Haponim. They didn't want to teach anybody the secret of how to make the Lechem Haponim. They were experts in knowing how to bake this special bread, which was actually matzah, the Lechem Haponim, and take it down from the oven without being broken or spoiled. And it was done in a special way. They didn't want to teach this way of how to do the Lechem Haponim. The 12 breads that were on the Shulchan, that were put on the Shulchan every Shabbos, they didn't want to teach it to other people. Shalbeis Avtinus, the house of Avtinus, lo rotzu lelamed al maasi haktoris. They did not want to teach about the secret of the ktoris. They were privy to a special herb, which was called Malei Oshan. Literally means the raising of the smoke, the raiser of the smoke. And this particular herb, when they would mix it with the ingredients that the Torah says for the Ketores, this would result in a perfectly straight smoke that came up from the Ketores when the Ketores was being burned. And it would not go sideways. But they didn't want to reveal this to other people. Hugras ben Levi, he was appointed supervisor over the singing in the Mikdash. Hoya Yodea Perek Bashir, he knew a special chapter of song, how to sing it beautifully in a special way. When he would raise his voice in this song, he would put his thumb into his mouth and finger between the strands of his music instrument, and together would make such a sound that would be so impressive that his fellow Kohanim would throw their heads back in amazement. They were just moving backwards. But he too did not want to teach the secret of this method of singing to others. Ben Kamtzar, he didn't want to teach about his special way of tzav, of writing the name. He would, they say that he was able to take four quills between his five fingers, and he would be able to write the name of Hashem, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, in one go with the four fingers. And he would not want to teach people how to do that. What was so great, by the way, of writing the name of Hashem in one go, at one time, the Tosfos Yom Tov explains that this would show that never for a second was the name of Hashem Chosar missing. It was not Yud and then write a Hey and then a Vav and then a Hey, but rather it was done immediately at the same time. Furthermore, it also demonstrated the Yichud, the unity that there is in Hashem, Hashem Echad, the fact that the four letters of his holy name is written in one go. Continues the Mishnah, Al HaRishonim, concerning the first lot in the previous Mishnah, Ben Gamla, who we said in the previous Mishnah, that he made the Gorolos, the lotteries made of Zav, of gold, and Ben Cotton, who made the 12 taps or faucets for the Kio, for the Leva, and for Munbaz the king, who made the handles of the Kelim and Kippur of gold, and so forth. All these people that were mentioned for praise, Nema concerning them, Zecha Tzadik Lebracha. It says, you remember a Tzadik, and for a bracha, for praise, for blessing. Valelo, and concerning the ones mentioned in our Mishnah, Beis Garmo, Beis Avtinus, Hugus Ben Levi, Ben Kamtzar, Nema, the shame Rishon Birkov, may the name of the wicked be blotted out. They should not have any zecher. Indeed, the Gemara does bring that Beis Garmo and Beis Avtinus gave a reason for the Chachamim, why they didn't want to teach their expertise. And that was because they were worried that other people who are not appropriate would learn it and use it for idolatry. But from our Mishnah, it appears the Chachamim do not accept their words. And therefore, on all of them, it says that they're not exactly mentioned for praise. However, the Gemara brings a brisa that says that all of them were able to find an answer, explain their actions, except for Ben Kamtzar. He was not able to explain why he didn't want to teach the secret of how to write the four letters of Hashem's name in one go. And concerning that, the Gemara says then, Harishonim, the first ones, means everybody except for Ben Kamtzah. All of them are mentioned Levracha. And only Ben Kamtzah and his friends do we say Shem Rishon Yirkov. And therefore, according to this, they explain in our Mishnah as well, Al Harishonim could mean not just the first previous Mishnais, but the previous people mentioned in this Mishnah, Beis Garmu, Beis Avtinus, and Hukas Ben Levi, they all had some sort of an answer for their words, and therefore they could for why they didn't teach it on. They were worried that it would get into the wrong hands. So for all of them, it could say Zecher Tzadik Livracha, except for Ben Kamtzar, by whom it says Shem Rishon Yirkov. Mind you, the Tiferes Yisro, the Tosfos Yom Tov is surprised. Why didn't Hugras Ben Levi also use that taina? Why didn't he say as well that I don't want to teach people the secret of writing the name of Hashem four letters in case it gets in the wrong hands? Anyway, he leaves it as a tzarchi, and he's surprised that Ben Kamtzah didn't have that excuse to say. Continue as the next perek. Perek Revi Mishnah Aleph. We now go back to the order of the day of Yom HaKippur by the Kohen Gadol. Previous chapter we learned that the Kohen Gadol did vidui on his bull, and he moved then to the east of the Azara, east of the courtyard, towards the north of the altar, where there were two goats waiting, and a box there with the two lots. And now we continue from there. Torav Bakalpi, the Kohen Gadol, would shake that box to make sure that he doesn't know which lottery has which on it, because it was always a nice simen, a good simen, if they had the goyrel that had Hashem's name on it in his right hand. That's how Meiri learns the word taraf, shook, shaking it. Rashi learns taraf means he chapped, he snatched. In other words, he quickly took out the lottery, the both lots from the box, so that he shouldn't have time to discern which one's in his right or left. He just quickly took them out. V'halosh negarolis. And now he had the two lots in his hand, one in the right, one in the left. Echad kosov alav lashem. One of those lots had the word lashem written on it. V'echad kosov alav lazazel, and the other one had the word lazazel written on it. Haskan miyaminoi, the vice kohen gadol would be on his right. V'resh beisav mismailai, and the head of the family of kohenim serving that week, the head of that particular day, that family serving that particular day, was on his left. Im shal shem olabi minoi, if the lot that had the words La Shem on it was in his right hand, haskano meloi, then the vice kohen gadol would tell him, Ishi kohen gadol, my dear master the kohen gadol, hagbe yemincha, lift up your right hand. And everybody would know now that the lot that was in his right hand had the word La Shem on it. Vim shal shem olabi smoloi, and if the one that had the lot that had Hashem's name was on his left hand, Rosh Beisav Amalei, the head of the family of the Kohenim serving that day, would say to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master Kohen Gadol, Hagba Hayis Asmalcha, lift up your left hand. So everyone would know that the Goral, the lot that was in the left hand, had La Shem on it. Then, Nesonon al Shnei Hasirim, he would place the lots on the two goats. The one that was in his right hand, he puts on the goat that was on his right. The lot that had that came up in his left hand, he would put on the goat that stood on his left. V'omer, and he would say, as he put the lot down that had Hashem's name on it, on one of the goats, L'Hashem Chatos, to Hashem this will go as a Chatos. And when he said L'Hashem, he said the full explicit name of Hashem, Shem HaMefurash. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, L'ho Yotzarech Lomer Chatos, he didn't have to add the word Chatos, he just simply said Allah, L'Hashem. He would just simply say L'Hashem. And the Kohenim and the people that were standing in Nazara would answer after they hear the Shema Mufurish coming out of the lips of the Kohen Gadol. They would all respond, Baruch Shem, Kavod Malchus Olam Vayed. Blessed be the name of the glory of his kingdom forever and ever.